Welcome back to this podcast series entitled Lipids, Hyperlipidemia, and Atherosclerotic Cardiovascular Disease. In this final series, I am going to discuss a call to action: know your number and your associated cardiovascular risk. So very importantly, is atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease is a silent killer. As we discussed right in the first of the series, it is the major cause of death worldwide. Over 20 million people per year are dying from cardiovascular disease, particularly atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The presentation of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease is unfortunately sudden death in about 40% of cases. And this is in the prime of one's lives. Often in your fourth or fifth decade, you've got young children, you're just establishing yourself, and you drop dead, usually from a myocardial infarction. So it's extremely important to know your numbers. In South Africa, like in the rest of the world, everyone should have a lipid profile done at least once. There's another reason why this should be done in the South African context, and that's because of the very high prevalence of familial hypercholesterolemia, particularly amongst our white Afrikaner, Jewish and Indian population, where the prevalence is as high as 1 in 70. So everyone should have a lipid profile done at least once, and ideally that should be done at a school-going age, but definitely as a teenager or as a young adolescent, you should have a lipid profile done, because hypercholesterolemia, elevated LDL, is totally asymptomatic. You do not know you have a high level unless it is measured. What is the ideal lipid profile? So a total cholesterol should be less than 5 millimoles per liter. An LDL cholesterol should be less than 3 millimoles per liter, ideally less than 2.5 millimoles per liter. But in those with other risk factors, in those with the metabolic syndrome, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, who have multiple risk factors, who also smoke, who are overweight, the LDL targets need to be lower. So an LDL of 2.5 is no good if you're a type 2 diabetic. In such patients, the LDL cholesterol needs to be down to 1.8 or even down to 1.4 if you have established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The ideal triglyceride level is less than 1.7 millimoles per liter. But as I've discussed in this series, a high triglyceride is mainly dietary. Moderate elevations of triglycerides can always be corrected, or nearly always be corrected, by lifestyle change, weight loss if you're overweight, and regular exercise. The rarer severe hypertriglyceridemias that are due to genetic causes, where the risk of pancreatitis is high, should really be referred to specialized lipid clinics. What about HDL? There are no real targets, but an ideal HDL is greater than 1 millimole in a male and greater than 1.3 millimole in a female. Now, importantly, HDL, as I've discussed, although it is a risk marker of atherosclerosis, it's much like a glycated hemoglobin for diabetes. A low HDL is reflecting a high triglyceride postprandially or after meals. So the treatment of a low HDL is not drug therapy. It is once again diet, lifestyle, weight loss if you're overweight, and regular exercise. Extremely important is to address other cardiovascular risk factors. So we need to eat healthily, we need to exercise regularly, we must not smoke, we must not deprive ourselves of sleep, and if possible, we need to reduce stress. If you have suffered a cardiovascular event, the best present you can give to your children is to have their cholesterol levels tested, as you may well have familial hypercholesterolemia. And there's a 50-50 chance that your children have inherited the condition from you. So just lastly, it should be a function of medicine to have people die young as late as possible. This was a quote by Ernest Wider. So I hope you've enjoyed this steer series. I hope you've learnt about lipids, about cholesterol, triglycerides, about the management of elevated, particularly the LDL cholesterol and elevated triglyceride levels, and that will improve the way you manage hyperlipidemia in the future.
To echo Professor Rowell's sentiment, we hope you have enjoyed this webinar series and leave with a greater understanding of how to effectively manage patients with hyperlipidemia. To our esteemed host, Professor Rowell, we thank you for sharing your expert knowledge with the listeners, and we hope to have you back very soon. We would like to thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedules over the last couple of weeks. We do hope it has been time well spent. Lastly, we would greatly appreciate any feedback you have for us to improve future programs of this nature. We kindly ask you to complete the short survey via the link provided on the flyer for episode 10. So, until we come together again, take care and stay well.
We are Novartis, and we are reimagining medicine.